The Middle East has been in the headlines this past week with President Trump's visit to three key countries. But of greater and spiritual impact is the work of Sat7 spreading the gospel through satellite television and internet. We'll talk about it on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wylie, Texas, Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Tonight, we'll be talking with two men who are involved in the leadership of Sat7, a 29-year Christian ministry based in the Mediterranean island of Cyprus and making God's love available via air, satellite broadcasting, and online media throughout the 24 countries of the Middle East and North Africa. Sat7 USA is the American Communications and Development Arm of Sat7, and they're privileged to welcome a brand new president, John Cernelia. And while they're bidding farewell to the retiring past president, Dr. Rex Rogers, and it's great to have you both on the program. John, Rex, welcome to Encouragement Live.
Thank you, Don.
And you both sound really good. John is coming to us from Atlanta, Georgia, and Rex from somewhere in Michigan. Where, Rex, exactly in Michigan?
Near Grand Rapids, West Michigan.
West Michigan, near Grand Rapids. I knew it was somewhere in that neighborhood, and just delighted to have you both on the air. And Rex, you have literally just stepped into that leadership role, and we want to congratulate you on that. We're going to get to know you tonight on the program as well, and looking forward to having you on some future broadcasts as well. And Rex, I have to tell you, it has been a great joy to me personally to be working with you these years here on Encouragement Live, and you've served 16 years, I believe, Rex, with Sat7 now in your leadership role after you stepped down as president of the Cornerstone University there in Michigan as well.
That's true. God's blessed me in enormous ways, given me a long run in both institutions, and that's given me a lot of commonality with your ministry career and background. I think one of the reasons we hit it off.
I think you're absolutely right on that. We've both been involved in media and Christian education and other ministries. And John, I discovered that you had many years of history with Operation Mobilization. And I think I mentioned to you before we went on the air, my wife and I fell in love on a mission trip to Mexico working with George Verwer in Operation Mobilization. And that was many years ago. We will celebrate our 59th wedding anniversary next month.
Wow. Well, congratulations on that anniversary, Don, and such a delight to know that you met the love of your life as you were in ministry proclaiming the gospel in a different part of the world. It's a beautiful story.
Well, you've had some wonderful stories about ministry as well, John. I want to ask you about your family. Tell me a little bit about the Cornelia family, if you will, and the Cernelia family. I'll make sure I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah, thanks for asking about my family. I grew up in New York, just outside of New York City on Long Island, and my four grandparents immigrated from Palermo, Sicily. Mm. I consider myself a proud Sicilian-American, second-generation American. And crazy thing about my family, Don, is I have 63 first cousins.
Wow. That is amazing. You know, I've probably got 25 first cousins, but I sure don't have 63. That's what you call a large Italian family. No question about that, John.
That's right. I was privileged to grow up in such a loving family and a community of Jesus followers who got me started on my journey to serve the Lord.
And that's a wonderful testimony as well. John Cernelia is with us tonight. He is the incoming president of Sat7, along with Dr. Rex Rogers, the outgoing president. Sat7USA.org is the website, and we'll be right back.
We are 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, "Teach truth, love well."
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu.
Are you looking for family-friendly television or biblical studies with informative programming? Let me introduce you to CrossFlix. From children's cartoons to in-depth studies to inspiring music, CrossFlix is an ever-growing community of broadcasting developed for the family, now available for Roku, Apple TV, Fire Stick, Apple iOS, and Chromecast. Search through our on-demand library with a free trial. CrossFlix. Entertain. Educate. Inspire.
So good, friend, to have you with us on Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Privileged to have two men who are involved in the leadership ministry of a great outreach, SAT7. We talk about them often on this program. They've been operating in the Middle East for 29 years now, 24 countries in the Middle East and North Africa, and providing. Rex, remind us, Rex Rogers, of the languages that you guys have been broadcasting in. I know Turkish and Farsi and Arabic. Any others?
You hit the major ones. Those are the dominant major languages of the Middle East and North Africa. We do also a little bit in Dari, which is a language over in Afghanistan. We pick up a few, like Tajikistan, and once in a while in French because of North Africa and its roots, but mostly it's Arabic, Farsi, or Persian, and Turkish.
Rex, you've been now for these many years, 16 years serving with the ministry of SAT7, and John, you are just coming on board. I'm very curious to know, John, what was it that attracted you? You've had such a variety of ministry experiences, and we'll get into some of those, but I'd like to get early in the program. What attracted you to the ministry of SAT7?
Yeah, that's a great question, Don. Really, there's so many incredible aspects of the work that we do. A few things come to mind quickly. Of course, this is about proclamation. This is about going and making disciples, as Jesus called us to do. I want to make my life's business, my life's purpose, about reflecting the glory of the Lord among all the nations. So that's really important to me. It's been my life's work. Love to step into that in SAT7. The other thing about SAT7, Don, that I think is part of how God has been moving among the Global South in recent years, you've heard us say this before, I'm sure, SAT7 is led by and produced by Middle Easterners and North Africans for people in that region. It's people from the region proclaiming the gospel to people in the region. I love seeing the Global South Church rise, and for you and I and our listeners in the West to take an appropriate place to support that work. So those are a couple of reasons.
The toll-free number tonight, if you have a question for John or for Rex, 855-586-5433. That toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. And again, we'd like to encourage you to check out the website, sat7usa.org. Can learn some of the great stories of how people have come to Christ through the ministry of SAT7, how they are being discipled, how the Great Commission is being fulfilled. Your prayer support is certainly desired, as well as your financial support of this very worthwhile ministry. Again, you can go to sat7usa.org. A lot of headlines in the Middle East this past week with President Trump visiting Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates, and also the challenges with Iran and some of those things. A lot of different challenges in the Middle East, and we'll get into some of those as we talk with John and also with Rex, and get Rex to commemorate on some of his memories of the 16 years he spent working with SAT7. He's made a number of trips to the Middle East, and we'll hear some of those memories as well. If you have a question about the ministry of SAT7, we'd love for you to call us, maybe even a testimony about how this ministry has impacted you. 855-586-LIFE. Crossflix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based movies and shows for the whole family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses such as Jerusalem, the Eternal City, and Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to your own community and join others on their spiritual journey. You may join as an individual or as a church and develop connections like never before.
Crossflix has partnered with the Seal Future Foundation and Bless IL to support brave American and Israeli military veterans and their families suffering from trauma. The relationship between the U.S. and Israel is a long-standing one of strength and divine connection, and one that must continue to be nurtured.
When you join Crossflix, you'll see firsthand the amazing work you'll help support, providing encouragement and hope to American and Israeli veterans and families.
Crossflix.com. Educate, entertain, and inspire.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in the people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Tony King on her book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. Tonight on Encouragement Live, two very special guests, the brand new president of Sat7 USA, John Cernelia, is with us, and delighted to have him on the program, learning about his history and ministry. We'll get into that. And of course, the outgoing president, Dr. Rex Rogers, who's been with us many times on the program. Our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. Rex, let's talk a little bit about some of the highlights of your 16 years. I know you have some significant reflections. In fact, I had a chance to sit in on the monthly Beyond Borders prayer, I guess you'd call it a podcast in a sense, that Dennis Weens, my friend of many years, has put together. Give us some reflections of your time with the ministry.
Well, you can't hardly think about the Middle East without thinking about what we call layered crises, meaning one crisis on top of another. It's not one that is finished and then you get a new one. No, they layer, they overlap. So you have pandemic, you have earthquakes, you have floods, war in Syria, war in Yemen. Of course, Yemen is a civil war and great famine going on there. And then the big issues of the Arab Spring there about 15 years ago, and more recently, of course, the awful 10/7 and the Holy Land War that has continued. So that's what Sat7, that context is what Sat7 speaks into and tries to share hope, tries to make God's love visible, tries to share the gospel, does share the gospel, and communicate with people that God has not forgotten the Middle East and North Africa, and that he has his people on the ground. There are believers, Christian believers, in all those countries, some of them struggling and suffering and isolated, but they're there, and that's what Sat7 is all about, to minister to them.
And Rex, the technology that you guys have been using for many years, satellite television, simply cannot be blocked by governments that would be opposed to the Christian faith.
Well, you're right, and you know, you said 16 years, a little over 16 years I've been with Sat7 USA, and I still haven't gotten over that. I did not know that when I started, that satellite technology is, we say, virtually unblockable, uncensorable. We say virtually because there are things that countries like Iran can do to try to jam the satellite feed, and it might happen for a few hours. It knocks you off. It knocks a lot of other channels off, and you have to be a country like Iran that's willing to risk international sanctions, and you have to have the technology, the brains to do this, and very few countries do. So we're on the air, and we can broadcast right to the Bedouin in his tent. And by the way, they have satellite dishes and TVs.
Amazing.
We can broadcast right into the petrodollar billionaire palaces of Saudi Arabia. It doesn't matter where. You can get Christian teaching in the safety of your own home, and I think that's unbelievable at such a time as this.
Talking with Dr. Rex Rogers, John Cernelia tonight, the outgoing and incoming presidents of Sat7, involved in a ministry transition, always exciting. John, you and Rex both have talked about content being king when it comes to communicating the gospel in the Middle East. Would you elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure, sure. You know, in any broadcast media, whether that's television, radio, social media, we know, we're learning increasingly, is that in order to capture attention of the audience, it's important to convey content that's relevant to people and speaks to where they are and what they're experiencing. Otherwise, you're going to find it hard to capture their attention and their imagination. And of course, that varies dramatically depending on context, geographic and cultural context. Quick story, Don. We had a viewer call in to our call center in the Middle East angry. He said, "You've destroyed my marriage." And so when our employee said, "Sir, please help me understand what you're referring to," the response was, "Well, you told my wife that I should no longer be beating her, that she was created in the image of God." And he was very angry about this.
Mm.
And so that content might not be relevant in the U.S., but incredibly relevant in some of the countries, regrettably, right, and horribly,
yeah,
very relevant in some countries of the world, Don.
And that's amazing to think about, again, the transformative power of the gospel message and the impact. I had the privilege today of conducting a funeral this afternoon of a 37-year-old young man, and just before the service had the privilege of praying with his 9-year-old son and leading him to personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know you guys have seen this happen hundreds and even thousands of times, Rex, through the ministry of Sat7, as husbands and wives have been transformed, and as a result, stories like what John has told have become pretty commonplace.
That's correct. That's an amazing story that you just shared. Feel for that family. There's not a day goes by. Now, that sounds like an exaggeration, but it's not. There's not a day goes by that Sat7 isn't contacted through some means. Usually now it's online apps, Telegram or WhatsApp, one of those things, where someone in the Middle East, in a country, shares with us their struggle, the pressure upon them, maybe persecution, maybe within a family, and then how the Lord has intervened, how they've come to a knowledge of the truth. Someone gave them a Bible. They heard a verse from Scripture on Sat7, or they met a believer, and then they've come to Christ. There's not a day goes by. It's unbelievable what God is doing in the Middle East and North Africa, and you don't pick that up on the major news media.
That's for sure. In fact, the major news media is talking about either the threat of a nuclear war in Iran or what's happened in Afghanistan with the terrible things that happened there, the earthquake at one point, and some of those other things. And you can learn more about what Christ is doing, the impact of the gospel, at sat7usa.org. We encourage you to check that website out. Maybe you have a question for Rex tonight about the many years he served, 16 of them all together with Sat7, and maybe about John and his ministry as he comes on board and takes the reins of leadership at Sat7. We'd encourage you to give us a call if you'd like to at 855-586-5433. Of course, I have a ton of questions for both of you, and a couple of these are rather personal. Rex, you've met a lot of Christians in the Middle East and North Africa. I forget how many trips you mentioned the other day that you had made to that part of the world, obviously Cyprus and other parts. But talk about some of the people that you've met and the impact they've had on you.
Well, very early on, and exactly what you're referring to, very early on, I met Christian believers. By the way, that's a phrase that they use in the Middle East often, Christian believer.
Yeah.
It sounds redundant, but it's not. You know, it focuses on who truly believes in the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in Him and Him alone. I've met them. And then I would understand something about their lives, about what they've gone through, suppression, repression, oppression. As I mentioned earlier, persecution even. I haven't gone through that. I'm a kid that grew up in Ohio and a guy that lives in Michigan. I have not faced God be praised, that kind of resistance and to my faith. But they have. And so the word that I came to me very early on described the Christian believers there was resilient, that their faith is resilient, or resiliency in their faith. It convicts me. I mean, I go there, I fly home, and I think, Lord, wow. You know, what that man, what that woman is going through is still they focus. And it's not some vain wish, vain hope. They focus on the fact that God is real. He's there, and he's not silent, as Schaefer said.
Right.
And they know it, and they've seen it in their lives. You know, their faith has become real and right in front of them and has motivated their lives. And by the way, we do hear from time to time of Christian believers who've lost their lives through persecution in God's providence. That does happen, and it's still happening in that part of the world. So we need to keep praying for those folks, as we often refer to them as isolated believers.
Isolated believers and being impacted with Christian content 24/7 through satellite television and through interactive internet facilities. And you can learn more at sat7usa.org. We'll encourage you to check that out. John, I'd love to hear a little bit of your journey to the ministry of Sat7. I know you have been involved, as we mentioned earlier, with the ministry called Operation Mobilization, where Kathy and I fell in love in Mexico City. But you've had some other ministries that you've been involved with as well. Give us a little bit of that, if you will.
Sure. Well, you know, my journey to this point, God has just been faithful in preparing me and shaping me, Don. It started in the early days at Houghton University in upstate New York. Terrific Wesleyan school,
yes,
where I first really began to understand how people were dedicating their lives to proclaim the good news in difficult parts of the world. I hear missionaries come and speak to us as young students, and I was really moved by that.
You know, John, let me interject something here. Just occurred to me another point of connection. My mentor, my original mentor, Dr. Alden Gannett, was president of Southeastern Bible College when Kathy and I enrolled there, had been the president of Houghton College, and loved that ministry of Houghton College. And I remember being in his home and being around him and hearing many great stories about that ministry. So it's great to hear that connection as well. Now, you have more to tell us also.
That's right. For many years, I served in the work of Habitat for Humanity all over the world, and really came face-to-face with some awful poverty, things I had never imagined human beings were still having to deal with. And, you know, Jesus talks about this in Matthew 25, very clearly, about feeding the hungry, visiting the imprisoned,
yes,
and so on. That was a big part of how God was preparing me. And then 7 years on the Africa Inland Mission Board here in the U.S. So understanding how Americans can go and proclaim the good news in appropriate ways. So those are some of the things that the Lord has provided to me on my journey, Don.
John, if you will, touch on your sense of being called to the ministry of Sat7, how you sensed God's calling and leading there. And we have about a minute coming up to the break.
Yeah, sure. Well, of course, a lot of it begins in his word, Don, right?
Yes.
We're told to go make disciples. I've come to discover that that's a command to all of us. Not to the few who get this lightning bolt on Sunday morning in the pew. That's a word to all of us, Don. We're all called to go and make disciples. Now, that might be next door to the neighbor. It might be at the grocery store. It might be at your place of work. So that is an important part of how God has created a spiritual calling for me. And then, of course, he's provided opportunities for me my entire adult life to do it in my daily work. And of course, now I get the privilege of doing that for Sat7 USA, focused on the Middle East and North Africa.
And what a great ministry that is. Again, if you have a question or a comment for John or for Rex, 855-586-5433. I want to again encourage you to visit the website. There are great stories about people coming to Christ and being discipled through the ministry of Sat7 in the Middle East and North Africa, sat7usa.org. And we'll be right back.
There are only two ways that your affairs will be settled after you pass away. Your way or the government's way. For anyone without a will or trust in place, the government will settle it through probate. So we must all ask ourselves, do I want the government to decide how my minor children get their inheritance and where my assets go, and then charge my heirs probate and court fees to make that happen? Or do I want to protect my family from probate and steward the resources that God has entrusted to me by determining how the assets that I leave behind will be used? Find out what you need to know and do to protect your heirs at a free webinar with His Faithful Stewards. This free webinar will discuss wills and trusts and help you understand it all. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and find the link for webinars. There's a place there under webinars where you can sign up. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com and the link to webinars. hisfaithfulstewards.com.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
Saji Lucas grew up in South India without Christ, but when he trusted the Savior, his Hindu family disowned him. His witness brought his entire family to Christ and led to the Fountain India, which trains hundreds of village missionaries each year. For a free copy of Saji's biography, Transformed for a Purpose, and to learn more about Reaching Indians Ministries International, visit remi.org. That's remi.org.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minrith, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
And let's go right to the phones. Our first caller tonight is Barb, listening in Michigan tonight. Barb, good to hear from you. You are on the air with us. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
It's good to be here. Thank you for taking my call.
And what would you like to share with us this evening?
Well, my experience with Sat7 is that my husband and I, you know, we've donated to several different organizations over the years. And, you know, sometimes you're not sure what your donation is really going to. And Sat7 came through our mailbox, and I thought, well, this, you know, might be good. It goes to the Middle East. I don't know anybody else in the Middle East. I don't know any missionaries over there or anything. But, okay, so we'll donate to this. So we did. And fast forward a little bit, my husband is a pastor, and he had started an international student ministry at his church. And a lot of Ethiopians were going to this, other North Africans, as well as others from the Middle East. And I was talking to one of them one time, one of the students, and Sat7 came up, and his face just beamed. It just glowed. And he said, you know about Sat7? And he was just so surprised that I even knew about Sat7. And his response to me, seeing his excitement, just confirmed for me that my donations are valid, that there is a valid ministry happening there. And not only just in the country, but the fact that a young student, you know, a college student age guy,
yes,
would be touched by this ministry, you know. So just wanted to let you know that that's from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Well, that's a powerful testimony, and Rex Rogers in your backyard, no less. How about that?
Yeah.
Appreciate
so Grand Rapids, Michigan is touching Ethiopia.
I missed your name. I'm sorry, I missed your name.
My name is Barb.
Barb. Yes.
Barb. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm about 12 miles southeast of the airport, if that rings a bell with you.
But, okay.
Not very
All
far
right.
from where you are, but thank you for that comment. We're going to have to get that audio, put it on our website. That's a fantastic statement.
Absolutely.
it was a fun experience.
I will tell you this, that our staff and our board, periodically, when they move around the country, that be in restaurants, be in some place like, the Gaylord or something like that in Nashville, mm-hmm. and there will be Middle Eastern wait staff who will come up and they will recognize, and so they'll ask them where they're from or something, and pretty soon SAT-7 comes up and they have the same experience that you just related over and over again, because the face lights up, they've heard about it, they've listened to it as a child, or they moved away 5 years ago and missed it. It's an incredible thing to have that affirmation.
And, John, this has to, yes, and thank you. And, John, this has to be encouraging to you to hear this kind of affirmation from people who have been involved in ministry and investing in ministry substantially in terms of both prayer and financial support, to hear that kind of a testimony.
Oh, Don, it's incredible to me. You know, we have to do it together as the body of Christ, right? Different parts of the body coming together collectively. We can bring the gospel to dark places in the world. And so I'm just grateful to you, Barb. Thank you for your generosity. Thanks for sharing more about SAT-7 with your friends and your family and your network. And we are deeply committed to good stewardship, to be sure that money is used wisely to bring the good news of Jesus to people who don't know him.
Yes, that's great.
Awesome.
Yeah, I wonder,
thank
John,
you so
if you...
Thank you for your work.
Well, thank you. And I wonder, John, if you would lead us in a word of prayer for Barb and for her pastor husband.
Sure, I'd be delighted to do that. Lord Jesus, thank you for this sister who I've just met, but whom has been working in your fields alongside me and Rex and Don. Just so grateful for her faithfulness and for her word of encouragement here on Encouragement Live tonight. What a joy to hear her voice and her joy for you, Lord Jesus. So would you bless her and her husband as he leads his flock as their shepherd? Lord, just so grateful to you for what we could do together in response to your call that we go and make disciples among the nations. Would you bless this family? In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And Barb, we're so glad to hear from you tonight. Thanks for taking the time to call us.
Yes. Thank you for having these guests on the radio tonight.
It's a delight. 855-586-5433. If you maybe have a testimony about SAT-7, maybe a question about the ministry and some of the things that are taking place, we'd love to hear from you. John Cernelia is coming on board as president. Dr. Rex Rogers stepping aside. Way too young to retire, though, Rex, I must add. And I know you know that. In fact, one of the guys who was a student at Southeastern, where I was president for 13 years, sent me a note the other day and said he was retiring, and I sent him a note back and said, where do you find that in the scriptures?
Exactly. I can't find that word.
Yeah, the only place you find that is, I believe in the Old Testament, the Levites were given a break at age 50 or 55, somewhere in there, couldn't carry all that furniture around the desert for some reason. John, you've done a lot of overseas ministry. You mentioned Habitat for Humanity. You have also worked in an area that's very close to where my wife grew up, and that is the Mississippi Delta region.
I did. I got my start there, in fact, in the early 1990s. In fact, it was 1990 in the Delta, a few miles north of Clarksdale, Mississippi, about an hour south of Memphis, Tennessee. And I'll never forget it. I saw young children playing in open sewage trenches, Don. This was 1990 in the U.S. Just completely broke my heart. The mayor would have to shut down the water system because it would be contaminated from the open sewage. The military would bring in water tankers so we would have drinkable water. I grew up in New York, Don. I never saw anything like this. And I thank God for that experience as a young 20-something, because it utterly broke my heart. And I remember getting on the plane, flying back to New York, crying, saying, God, you've got my attention. What do you have for me? That was 1990, Don, 35 years ago.
Wow.
And I'm so grateful for that moment, because it changed my life.
You know, God has amazing ways of changing our lives at strategic points in time and strategic places. And I know, Rex, you've talked about some of those in terms of the ministry that you've had over the years. And you mentioned the layered crises in the Middle East, Rex. I want to come back to that a little bit. In what way does that hinder ministry through SAT-7? And in what way does that help facilitate ministry through SAT-7?
Well, you know, obviously as believers, we wouldn't do this for ourselves and certainly not for our children and grandchildren. We don't pray for persecution. We don't pray for adversity. And yet in our lives, if we've lived long enough, we recognize that during adversity is when we pay attention to the Lord. And God does work through adversity and pressure like this, even in the Middle East and North Africa. And so some of the worst circumstances that are taking place in the Middle East and North Africa today, as you know, God is still sovereign. He never allows his word to return void or empty. And people are coming to Christ in the middle of figuratively, if not actually, things burning around them. And that includes the Gaza Strip, where it's so awful and so much suffering is taking place. And that includes in the midst of Iran, where there's a certain rulers and regimes that can be anti-Christian, even the Taliban in Afghanistan. There are still believers, and there are still people coming to Christ because they're seeking hope in the midst of all that. And, you know, we think we've got it pretty good here. In some ways we do. Maybe we're not suffering in the same ways, but we've got people in the United States, of course, who are searching for hope and purpose in life and meaning among the senselessness, and the transformative power of the gospel that you mentioned a minute ago is exactly what we need here, as well as our brothers and sisters over there in the Middle East and North Africa.
And if we're talking to someone tonight who has a question about your eternal destiny, your personal relationship with Christ, maybe you're just not quite sure of it, you'd like to talk with us, John and Rex and I would be privileged to talk with you and share with you from God's Word how you can be absolutely sure that if your time came tonight or tomorrow, that you'd be in the presence of the Lord. That's a wonderful thing to know, because Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. His burial proved his death. He rose again from the dead according to the Scriptures on the third day, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, all that according to the Scriptures. And that's demonstrated, as Paul pointed out, because eyewitnesses saw him alive after he died. And so, friend, if you have not yet trusted Christ as your personal Savior, we want to encourage you to make that personal commitment of faith, to trust in him. And we'd love to talk with you about it and share with you about it, as we've had that privilege on this program many times before. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. You know, John, one of the things that I've sensed about you is that you are a man of a vision, that God has given you a vision for ministries. And as you come on board with SAT-7, give us a little of the perspective of the vision that you have for SAT-7 and the ministry in the next 3 to 5 years or so.
Yeah, Don, thank you for that. Well, first, of course, obedience and faithfulness to the Father's commands. That seems obvious or maybe a given, but it's not. In our humanity, it's not. And my vision is that we continue with the terrific leadership and legacy that Rex has established and is leading us, and that we continue in that way. Secondly, of course, we can't do this on our own, Don. You know that really well.
Yeah. Amen.
We have about 50,000 American families who have stepped into this work in recent years. 50,000. And we give thanks to every single one of them. It is our commitment to serve and steward each family, each church, each business that wants to join us, because we can't do it on our own. And so partnership is essential. And I have a vision. The team that is here has been working on this, and I share the vision with the team that in the next 5 years we welcome 200,000 more American Jesus followers. People just like Barb, Don, who called a few minutes ago. You heard her voice and her energy and excitement because of the part that she's playing, right? And
yes,
the fruit that she's seeing. So the vision is 200,000 more, Don.
And that's the vision. We want to encourage you to stay with us for more.
Do you have an extra car taking up valuable space in your driveway? Let Encouragement Live take it off your hands. It's easy, free, and best of all, tax deductible. Get your driveway back and keep Encouragement Live rolling so more people can bridge the gap between their faith and everyday life. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. That's 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
What do Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer have in common? They all trained to preach God's Word at Dallas Theological Seminary, and you can train at DTS too. If you've been called to preach or teach God's Word, find a degree or course that's right for you on one of our campuses or online at dts.edu. Dallas Theological Seminary, where they teach truth and love well. Visit dts.edu.
The older people grow, the more important it is that they have savings that are not at risk in the stock market.
Here's an important warning from Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I've seen many people in their 50s that have all their savings still in a 401k or some other market-based account that is fully at risk of loss.
Roxanne and her team offer practical financial counsel to people from all age groups.
It could be that they need to start saving for the future in retirement, or maybe they've already done those things and they just need to be good managers of what God's given them and get their money to where it can grow well but won't be at risk of loss in the stock market. Or maybe they need to get a will or a trust in place to protect their family from the cost and stresses of probate.
You can schedule a free and confidential time to talk with Roxanne at her website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. Just follow the links on the website to set a good time to talk, or you may call the office to set a time. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com. Back for the final segment of Encouragement Live this weekend. Want to encourage you, take the time to worship God tomorrow on the Lord's Day in a church that teaches God's Word and communicates good biblical principles. Good to have Patty with us from Iowa tonight. Thank you, Patty, for calling us. And go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, I love Fat Seven's ministry. I've supported it a number of years anyway. I was wondering, you mentioned all the people that you run into in this country who love Fat Seven and miss it. We have growing Muslim populations in like Little Somalia in Minnesota and Dearborn, and I know they're trying to do a Muslim community that's just for Muslims in Texas, which I'm not sure they're going to be allowed to. But I heard of a imam in Florida who kind of wants to take over Florida through conversion.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if they could possibly broadcast some of the Fat Seven material, because some of those communities are very closed to the outside. They're almost like no-go zones. And I think especially of women who might not have access to the gospel in any way.
You know, Patty, you are talking about something that really ties into the question, John, that I just asked you about a vision for Sat 7 in 3 to 5 years. And one of the things that I saw in the material that you sent me, John, was how you wanted to listen to people. And listening to Patty, I'm thinking, you know, this is quite an interesting twist on the ministry of Sat 7 to the Middle East and North Africa.
It is. It is. Patty, we have a social media app that is available to everybody worldwide. It's called Sat7 Plus. We have about 1.5 million people using it annually. And so people all over the world can use that app and can watch all of our programs that we have on our satellite stations in the Middle East and North Africa. In fact, we reached nearly 800 million people in news feeds just last year through social media. So, you know, Don, we talk a lot about the satellite networks, the four satellite networks we have in the Middle East.
Yeah.
We also have a very strong social media presence. So, Patty, that's a terrific way for people to learn more about Jesus, no matter where they are, anywhere in the world, in Minnesota or anywhere else.
And, John, I would suppose that Patty could actually go to the website, sat7usa.org, and find out a little more about how to download that app. Or could she just go to one of the sites where you can download apps and look up Sat7 Plus? What would you recommend?
I don't have a computer or a cell phone, so I can't do those things.
Yeah. No, but you can pray, Patty, and yeah. I suspect that you have grandchildren who have cell phones and who have computers, and you can tell them about this.
Really.
You don't, okay.
I'm a widow, and
Well, bless your heart.
My husband's family live far away.
Well, I am so sorry. I'm so thankful that you would call us, though, and come up with this kind of creativity. And Rex, you and I have seen this kind of creativity from callers before. It's always refreshing, is it not?
Well, it is, and they're concerned about the U.S. as well as the Middle East and North Africa, and it's certainly something that I appreciate. I mentioned a minute ago that, you know, we're advanced in some ways. We're blessed in other ways differently from people in the Middle East and North Africa. They're blessed in certain ways, but we all face the same need for a savior. And we all have the search for meaning and purpose in our life. And certainly in the United States, we're adrift. There's nihilism. There's all kinds of stuff out there that we need to look back into the scripture and know what God has to say and to share that. So I appreciate callers that reinforce that and concern about their own children and grandchildren, their neighbors and friends, and our own country, and, of course, the people in the Middle East and North Africa as well. And I agree with John. Sat7 Plus, you can get it on the app, applications, app, whatever they call that.
iPhone or Android.
App or Android.
Store.
There you go. App Store. I couldn't get the word out.
Yeah, you and I both have that problem. But, Rex, would you lead us to the Lord in prayer on behalf of Patty and widows and others who listen and who faithfully give? You know, again, Jesus validated the widow who gave above really many of the large donors who were giving during his time with his disciples.
Father God, we thank you that we can come before you in prayer tonight. We thank you that Patty has seen fit to call. Thank you for her insights and her concern and for her love for you and for her faithfulness in serving you. And one of the ways she does is supporting us, and we're grateful for that too. Father, we ask your blessings upon the testimony of Sat7, both in the Middle East and North Africa, of course, but through the app, as John mentioned, around the world. We connect with people here in the United States as well. And Father, we pray that we might be faithful in praying for our own people, our Jerusalem, so to speak. And then we would pray, Lord, for Samaria and Judea and the uttermost parts of the earth as we think about the Middle East, North Africa that's been all over the news this week and is incredibly important, and it'll be important in the end times, Lord. We know that you're sovereign, you're in charge, and we know there are yet people that need to name the name of Christ. And
yes,
we pray, Lord, that you will be able to reach them and that we will be faithful in our part in supporting that in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. And Patty, we're so glad you called us tonight. Thank you so much for sharing your heart for people in this country as well as the Middle East and North Africa, and for your support and prayers for the ministry of Sat7.
Thank you.
God bless. 855-586-5433. Just about 5 minutes left to go. John, over the years, you've spent time doing what we might call stewardship or fundraising for Christian ministry, and I've been involved in some of that as well. Maybe you could give us a bit of your perspective and philosophy about Christian giving in support of God's work.
Yeah, Don, thanks for asking. Well, of course, a couple of basic things, right? First of all, we can't outgive God, as many people have said before. I love how God models generosity to us. You know, when you get a chance, go to the first chapter of the first book of the Bible in Genesis. In that first chapter, you're going to see God modeling generosity. What did he do? He gave to us the birds of the air and the beasts of the field because he saw that we had need. From the very beginning, he models generosity.
Wow.
And of course, John 3:16, right? The ultimate example of giving. God so loved the world that he gave Jesus on our behalf. So I love starting with what God has done to model for us. The other thing to think about, I have to remind myself of this in my humanity, Don. I don't own anything. We as Americans love ownership, but actually we're stewards, right? Everything you have and I have, everything Patty and Barb has, we have as stewards to use to advance God's kingdom. I just love that. And of course, finally, Luke 6:38, we're told that as we give, it'll be given unto us. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, poured into your lap as you give generously. So I go to the Word, Don, when you ask me the question about fundraising or giving.
Yeah, and that's the great place, John, for all of us to go. And I think about the words of the Apostle Paul from 2 Corinthians 9, where he said, "Let every man give according as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly nor of necessity or obligation, because God loves." And I ask my church family this question every Sunday. How does God tell us to give? Cheerfully. God loves a cheerful giver. And, you know, we heard that from Barb. We heard that from Patty. And I think of many others, Rex, that you and I have heard over the years here, people who have supported the ministry of Sat 7 and who said it has brought them great joy to give. And you know, Jesus was quoted as saying it's more blessed to give than to receive. It wasn't quoted in the Gospels. I think it was quoted in Acts. Nonetheless, a great statement that the blessing comes back on us, Rex, when we give.
Well, I think that's the case. We've seen it, lived long enough to experience it in our own lives. And, you know, we do this. John does this. I do this. Why do we do this? God calls us. But we also do it in Christian ministry because I think that's the way God designed it, so that the entire body of Christ, the church, can participate in his work, in Christian work. So it's not just one guy, one woman somewhere that writes a big check. There are those people, and those monies go to the Lord's service as well. But everybody gets to participate. And we all have a part then in what God is doing in the Middle East and North Africa. And it's a humble part. Or if we have no money, we pray. Hmm. And sometimes we think, well, that's a lesser. No, that's a more.
Amen.
That's a bigger. We need the prayer, and I'm Exhibit A, and sometimes forgetting that that's number one before the giving and everything else. And it's a great reminder and a great blessing to see God restore us in that when we are part of it.
And John, I know for you it's refreshing to know that there are people that love this ministry and that people will be praying for you. John, specifically, how can Encouragement Live listeners be praying for you as you take on the leadership of this ministry?
Yeah, thank you for that, Don. Instantly, I think about brothers and sisters in the Middle East. So you can pray for Sat7. You can pray for me by praying for our people. That's instantly what comes to mind. We have a few hundred people in the MENA region, all of whom were born and raised in that region, who are of those cultures and speak that language. Pray for our brothers and sisters who do this work 24/7, Don. 24/7, we are on air presenting the gospel. Some people, we have Iranian refugees who are living outside of Iran. They can't go back. They're presenting the gospel, and we're beaming that satellite into that country. Pray for Iranian brothers and sisters in Christ who are proclaiming the good news. And then I'll mention one other quick thing. Pray for people like our sister Sarah, who's in the region, in the Middle East region, who tells us recently when she decided to follow Christ, her family disowned her. God help us that in a decision to follow the Lord, you have to lose your family, but that's what it takes sometimes. So pray for Sarah and people like her.
Amen. Thank you, John Cernelia, Rex Rock.